Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, this is Mookie Betts. Every dollar goes to the cancer care and research at the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber. You can pitch in today with a $10 gift by texting KCANCER to 20222.
We're back. We're back at Fenway. It is day number one of the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, which is presented by the Arbella Insurance Foundation. And you can call 877-738-1234. And we have another amazing family with us this morning. I want to say hello to Nixon Clark, who is Nixon. How old are you? Seven?
Seven.
When's your birthday?
May 10th.
May 10th. All right. So seven and a half, right? Seven and 4 months or something like that.
Yeah.
And Nixon, you got your mom and your dad here.
Yeah.
And you got your brother here.
Yeah.
And it's your brother's birthday today, right?
Yes.
How? It's okay. So this is your day on the radio, and yet it's his birthday, so he's going to get all the presents. That doesn't seem fair to me. That's not fair.
It's not fair on me, not him. It's not fair on me.
It's not. It's not. Well, maybe will mom and dad give you a gift? My parents always used to give when somebody had a birthday. This probably goes back to like everybody gets a trophy scenario started. My parents would always give, if it wasn't your birthday, they'd still give you one little gift.
Don't do that, but we probably have to.
I guess we are now.
I guess now. Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
So listen, Nixon, I heard that you're a really big AC/DC fan.
Yes.
Which I suppose is not surprising, given that you come from Australia. But tell me why AC/DC and not like Olivia Newton-John or some of the.
Do you know who that is?
Do you know who Olivia Newton-John? No, you don't know who.
No.
How? Tell me about how your obsession with AC/DC began.
Well, it started about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
When. Me and Hammer, I came down and Hammer was watching videos of AC/DC and we started fighting.
Yeah.
And I said, I want to watch. And then he said, no. Then Dad came down and said, watch together or you're grounded.
So that began your love for AC/DC.
Yeah.
Yeah. And who's?
And then I just kept watching the video over and over again.
It was annoying.
It was annoying.
Yes.
What's your favorite AC/DC song?
For Those About to Rock.
That's for Those mine. About to Rock, and that's also mom's
Too
favorite.
Bad.
He stole it.
Too bad.
No, he didn't. He did not.
Actually, all of them.
All of them. Have you ever seen him in concert?
Nope.
No.
All right. We
need a reunion then.
Yeah, I know.
We need to get on that.
Yeah. I think they're still talking about
rumors. There's one knows for sure.
I've been asking Dad about five times a day if they're still doing it.
And what's Dad's answer?
I don't know yet.
Stop asking or you're grounded. That's probably what his answer is going to be. I wanted to talk a little bit about, and mom and dad, you can feel free to weigh in on this. You guys have a really close relationship with Brock Holt. And I wanted to talk a little bit about, in light of this amazing relationship between the Red Sox and the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber, about how meaningful that has been for the family and for Nixon.
Yeah, it's been incredible. I mean, we, not being Boston natives, or even we're from Australia, obviously, so baseball's a little bit foreign to us. And when we came here, we enjoyed going to the baseball, and it's fun, it's summer, it's a little bit like cricket, and we loved it. And then when we became patients at the Jimmy Fund, the relationship with the Red Sox just became kind of, it was really weird. It was so strong and so connected. It was almost like one organization in some ways, and the way they lift the spirits of the kids and help them raise money to try and beat cancer is incredible. And then Brock, on top of that, has been just really cool. Like, it's hard to describe. He's just an average guy who checks in on the kids and he rings them and sees how they're doing. And the best is he checks in on Hamilton and us. And
yeah,
he's just really nice.
Yeah, I mean, you Nixon, you hear from Brock every once in a while.
Yeah.
What's he say?
He tries his Australian accent. It's just not very good.
It's not a very. He doesn't do a very good Australian accent.
No, his dad actually has a better one.
Oh, really? What about when you go to Dana-Farber? What is it about going to Dana-Farber that you know, makes you feel good while you're fighting what you're fighting?
What about the bacon?
The what? Now you got my interest.
Well, sorry.
Used to be the bacon.
Used to be the bacon?
Because, but about the,
A couple of months ago,
they switched it to turkey bacon.
What?
Oh, no.
Yes.
To turkey bacon?
Turkey bacon.
I can't believe. Why would they do that?
Because it's not good healthy. For you.
Things that are good.
And Mom thinks the Jimmy Fund should be the one and only place you can have normal bacon all the time.
Where you get whatever you want.
I would agree.
Because every calorie is a good calorie.
I would agree with that. I mean, oh, look. We got Curtis just got you a giant plate of bacon. Hey, whoa. I know it's your birthday, but let your brother go first. Okay, all right, good. Yeah, there you go. There's
wait,
bacon.
Wait, I can have the whole thing?
Yeah.
Yay.
One
of Nixon's favorite things to do when he goes to the Jimmy Fund is to dress up. And he'll go as a policeman, or he'll go as Brock, or a football player, or Darth Vader.
Even his Dr. Silverman. He's been known to mimic Dr. Silverman.
We asked him once why he did it, and he said because it makes people smile, and it makes him feel happy, and it just changes the day. So it's really... And everyone there just treats him so well. And
well, that's what I was going to say. From a parent's perspective, I've heard so many times about the amazing relationship between the doctors and the nurses and the patients. And I'm sure that from a parent's perspective is really important.
It's really incredible from the moment you walk in, and I'll include from the valet. Right, so from valet parking all the way through to every lift, down through the check-in desk to the volunteers, the music therapists, the nurses, the doctors, the CAs, every single person, even the pharmacists that you know you can't see but they're there, every single person is in your corner and they're interested in every person, every patient's story, and not just the patient, the siblings and the parents. And it's a whole body, mind and medicine place. And I can't say enough good things about it. And in particular, last year when we were having one heck of a hard year, they, with the Red Sox, with Brock, with the whole community that supports Dana-Farber, made it go away, right? It literally, we can't remember, as much as we know it was horrible, we can't remember the bad days as much as we...
To that, and you think about the fact that you're... You know, you're never going to know most of those who have given and have made this whole experience possible, you know. Nixon, I also heard you got to ride on a duck boat during the World Series parade. I don't think that's going to happen this year. No, but how was that?
Good.
Yeah? Did you wave at everybody?
It was loud, but...
It was loud? Yeah, it was loud. Was there any bacon on the duck boat?
I tried to get to
very
sleep.
Funny.
I actually tried to get to sleep.
You wanted to sleep on the duck boat? Wait, why would you want to sleep on the duck boat?
I was tired.
You were tired? You were tired.
I thought I was going to sleep like this.
Yeah, yeah.
But Brock,
number one.
But Brock's son, Griffin, he just fell asleep.
He fell asleep, yeah. Well, that's when you're a little kid, you want to get as much, and when you're an adult, you want to get as much sleep as possible, yeah.
Now, if any of Nixon's doctors are listening, earmuffs, I heard that you made it to the highest level in ski school last year and you were doing some double black diamonds. Is that true?
Yes.
Both of you guys did that? Are you kidding? That's amazing.
See.
That's incredible.
See.
I can't even go down like a blue square or the green circle or the bunny hill. But you guys are crushing black diamonds. That's amazing.
I know.
Yeah, of course you do.
And Nixon, you're a pretty good golfer, I heard, too.
Yeah.
Yeah? You're playing in some tournaments this summer?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You love Tiger, huh?
He's a bit bummed, though.
Oh, no.
He got to the first round. He made the first cut of the PGA's drive chip and putt. Yeah. But his drives are a little bit out of bounds on the second cut.
All of them?
So he missed the cut. So we're a bit bummed about golf. Yeah. But that's okay. We're going to try again next year.
You know what? You just go in there with your foot and kick it right out of the woods back into the fairway.
That's illegal.
We won't tell. We're not going to tell anybody.
Yeah, no, you're allowed.
I know what to do for my putting and chipping.
Yeah?
Grab the ball, put it in the hole.
That's a great way to hit that putt every single time.
That's what my grandfather would do.
Yeah.
He says he can put the hole in 588 yards. You know how? Hop in a golf cart, drive to the green, put it in the hole.
I think that's the best way to do it, right? That's the best way to do it.
And me and Hammer are like, that's illegal. That's not playing the proper rules.
Uh-huh.
That's doing what you want.
But when you're a grandpa, you can do what you want. No. That's a great thing about being old. You can do whatever you want.
And when you're a nurse, you can hit a cow.
I need to hear more. I think I need.
Nixon has a home nurse, and his home nurse Bob will just told Nixon about his story when he plays golf. He hit a cow.
Oh, he hit a cow.
Yeah. And it went moo.
I'm sure it did. Wouldn't you if you got hit by a golf ball?
I would just faint. I think it was going to the movies.
Ah, pretty good.
Or the moon.
All right. Well, I'm really glad that you came by this morning.
You're welcome.
Feel free to take as much bacon with you as you want, Nixon. And I hope we get to talk to you again soon. All right? And we're going to...
Oh, wow.
What do you hear? What do you hear right now? You hear a little...
What are you hearing?
What do you hear?
Who put that on?
That's Ken Laird. That's Ken back at the studio. Put a little AC/DC on for you. All right? This is not Olivia Newton-John. This is AC/DC. All right, Mom and Dad. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
877-738-1234 is the number if you'd like to give, or you can text KCANCER to 20222. It is the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon presented by the Arbella Insurance Foundation.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.